the skip a lot. We did many, many projects, some were ad hocs, and I was getting into things like that. I was also, one night I remember my boss handed me a pile of drawings and said, this radar is coming in from England tomorrow morning. Be ready to set it up and examine it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was coming with a scientist. I thought it was just coming. So I spent all night preparing myself for the next day. Mm-hmm. It turns out it was the first British GCI set, ground control and intercept. Mm-hmm. It also turned out, fortunately, that even though I had spent that time, there was language differences. We speak about grounding our circuits and they earth it. Mm-hmm. And we speak about shorting out the interlocks and they fox the interlock and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out they sent it with a Dr. Kenneth G. Button, who was a don at Cambridge University at St. John's. And he's also well-known in the field. He's written some outstanding books on propagation and is still functioning out of Cambridge. And he came in, and together we set this thing up in Lakehurst, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and ran tests. And then together we proceeded to set up an American specification version of it and get it built to it. It was clearly the product of a country that had been suddenly thrown into a position of defending itself and had put together the set with, as even Ken Button, Dr. Button spoke of, as sealing wax and paper clips. Mm-hmm. And what we were turning out, obviously, was a good old-fashioned American version of manufacturing techniques. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a key set in the British defense operation in the sense that they were using this to direct their very limited fighter complement to the incoming German raids at night, very successfully, by the way, mm-hmm. and sort of tricks developed in this. By the way, it was so crude, I won't describe it here, if you want to, I will, but it was so crude it beggars belief, really. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it worked, and at one point, the Germans, what they would do is latch onto the German bomber and then vector the fighters up to within a couple of miles of the tail of the bomber. And then the fighter would have an airborne intercept radar called AI, which mm-hmm. they called the instrument. At the appropriate time, coded, the guy on the ground would say, flash your instrument. When he turned it on, he'd see the target. Mm-hmm. on the radar, which was displayed as a pair of wings on a vertical line with zero range at the bottom. And the wings would slowly come down that line and get larger and larger. And at some point, he would gun his engine and at the last instant literally see the exhaust from the bomber and shoot him out of the sky. And the Germans didn't know what was going on. They had, I found out later, had decided not to develop radar because of Hitler's edict. Anyway, that was the way that thing worked, and we did our own thing on that. Later on, someone came over, and once again, I got tagged. I was getting tagged a lot because my boss had the idea that I was a pretty good engineer. I was energetic. I was cocky. I was aggressive.